Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. This is Andy Munoz on the KSL Sports Network, and today we've got what everybody wants, Denny Musovski, not exclusively with the RSL Show, but audio from his exit interview. So if you've been wondering his feelings about the missed penalty kick, his absence from practicing with the team at all, maybe the potential drama between him and Pablo Mascherini, the other club players, the FO, he clears that up once and for all in today's RSL Show. So that's enough talk from me. We'll have a new episode on Thursday with the full team. For now, listen to Denny Musovski express his feelings about the season, his potential exit from Real Salt Lake, and his thoughts and feelings on the front office.
Go for it. Danny, I guess we can start with what's most fresh and in the mind with the end of the season in Houston. Obviously not the way you wanted to go out, but can you just kind of walk us through what the emotions were like in that moment with the penalty shootout and then kind of leaving and ending the season there?
Yeah, just think, I think it was disappointing from a personal standpoint and the team. It was a difficult situation, you know, to come in and after not, you know, touching the ball and sitting, you know, on the sideline for 92 minutes. But at the end of the day, I still wanted them to sub me in when I was on the bench. So I can't really – I'm definitely not mad at the coaches because I wanted to take a penalty. So just more so disappointed in myself. And, just not the way you want the end of the year. But, you know, you just learn from it and carry on.
And then I was wondering if you could kind of give us a little bit of insight into your season. Obviously, you had a pretty good season. You hit some good form there about midway through the season. And then you had a bit of a break from the team. Can you just kind of walk us through a little bit about like what went into that break and what brought you back to the team after those couple weeks that you were away?
There's just a lot of drama going on, I guess, with the front office and myself, and a lot of we weren't seeing things the same way. And I don't want to go into too many details about it, but I feel like they did me wrong too many times. And I feel like I'm a tolerable person, and I let it slide once, twice. And the more it kept going, the more I was a bit frustrated. So I sat out initially to kind of, you know, get them to take some action to get it done. And I just think that did the reverse. It made them even angrier and even more upset. And, you know, that's not what I intended. I didn't want them that to happen. I actually just wanted to make it happen to be here. But sometimes that's how it goes. And then, the reason why I came back was honestly just because for the team. You know, I felt like we were having such a good year, and then it felt like playoffs were kind of slipping away. So just kind of sitting on the sideline while they were fighting, I was just like, okay, I'm going to come back and try to help us make playoffs and just be with the team. So that's kind of how that all went down. And, yeah.
So where does that kind of leave you now, I guess, going forward with the team?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I've expressed to the front office, to the owner, you know, everything that I want to be here, but I don't think they want me back here. So that's where we're at.
Danny, on kind of the same cue, I guess based on what you've been saying, contract negotiations have not started back up then in that sense?
I think it had the opposite effect, you know, which – it is what it is. You know, I want to make it work here, and some people will take things, you know, very personally or in a wrong way. And you know, that's it. I can't really control that. You know, people are going to react the way that they do. And you know, that's how we're going to go from here.
Did you know before you got subbed into the games, was there discussion with Pablo of I'm going into the game to specifically to take a penalty? Is that what you had talked with him about? Did he let you know that he wanted you in there to do that?
No, I was just warming up on the side, but honestly on the side wanting to be subbed in. I was like, please sub me in, I want to take a penalty. And then I missed, you know, which was disappointing. But no, there was no talk or anything, but I was prepared, you know, I was ready because I knew the game was coming down to the end and I'm a forward and they're going to pen, so.
And last question for me. How is your relationship with the players and the team throughout this season, especially with Chicho and having an opportunity to play up top with him for several games this year?
Yeah, I think everyone on the team is just a good group, and I get along with everybody on the team. And even through my whole contract situation, I think there was rumors that teammates were upset at me or whatever that may be, but everyone on the team was completely on my side, and a good group of guys, great, you know, good connections with everyone. And yeah, so I think from that standpoint, it was really good to experience all that.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
If you took 100 more penalties, could you ever put it off the post and off the ball and have it go out again?
Probably not, but sometimes that's how it goes.
How would you describe the entire season if you had to sum it up in like 20 seconds for somebody?
Just a roller coaster ride, I feel like, for me. Just a lot of ups, a lot of downs. just a crazy year. But overall, honestly, I think it was a positive year. For me, it was best career for me statistically. Most minutes played, most goals scored, most assists. So great season for me in the end. Disappointing way to end it for sure. And that was, you know, not what I wanted. But at the end, I take the positive and move forward. So it's a good year.
You said there was communication between you and the club, not just the front office, but other people in the club. Did anyone say anything to you that helped convince you you should come back and play, even though the contract stuff wasn't resolved?
Yeah, the whole time I was talking with Pablo, and I love Pablo. He's a fantastic coach. And I was honestly talking to him, I would say, like two or three times a week. And he's just I wanted to come play for him, to be honest. That was the main reason why I came back. Hit the players and then Pablo. The front office and the ownership and all that stuff, that it is what it is. But for me, I really like the team, the coaches, and it was hard to watch them struggling at that time during the season. So that was kind of a big motivation for me to come back.
What did Pablo tell you?
He was just saying that he could use me right now and that, you know, he said I helped the team a lot and just kind of telling that he needs me. And so it's, for me as a player, being completely healthy, it puts me in a weird situation where I feel like obviously I could step in and help the team. So it's tough for me to just watch being perfectly healthy, the team struggling. So that, I mean, that's just kind of what he was telling me.
As you sit here right now, do you have any idea where you'll be in, say, January?
Nah. At this moment, I have no idea where I'll be.
Welcome to pro sports.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Well, as you kind of reflect then on your entire time at RSL, what are some things, I guess, that you'll kind of carry with you from this last year and a half, I guess?
I mean, to be honest, my time here at RSL has been fantastic. I have literally no bad things in terms of, you know, fans, the like games, none of that. I loved it all. The fans have been great. The team has been great. The coaches have been great. So that's why it puts me in a weird position where I loved my experience here and it was great. And so it feels kind of weird to be maybe potentially leaving, but like we were saying, that's pro sports. So